We've got mail. Conference thoughts. The last general conference was amazing. I loved how they talked about the responsibilities of the priesthood. Since I am a new deacon, it helped me understand better about being an honest deacon. I can hardly wait for the next conference. Zachary S., Arizona.
My Savior, 2. The story that stood out to me in the November 2010 New Era was He is My Savior, 2. The story is about a young woman in a choir class who hears someone else take the Lord's name in vain. When she asked the girl not to swear, other classmates agreed. The reason that this story is my favorite is because it made the girl who took the Lord's name in vain stop and realize what she was saying. Brady M., Utah.
A Solid Routine. Thank you for including the story of Jackson Payne in A Solid Routine, November 2010. His story inspires me to do my best in all my activities. He is a good example of living a balanced life and putting God first. I admire his discipline in gymnastics and his desire to keep the commandments. Reading his story gives me hope that I can also develop my talents and be dedicated to living the gospel. I hope he earns a spot on the 2012 Olympic Canadian team. Joseph C., Nevada.
Reading the New Era. I like to read the articles in the magazine every month. They help me with problems and give me ideas for talks. Plus, I learned ways to be better and live the gospel. It's like getting a monthly reminder of who I am and where I want to go. Ronnie J., Utah.
Talk material. I recently gave my first talk in sacrament meeting. I had just read an article, An Example to Non-Member Friends, October 2010, and knew that I should use that as my topic. I liked that people shared experiences in their lives. It helped me understand more about being an example to those around me. One way I can stand as a witness is by magnifying my priesthood responsibilities. A few weeks ago, a few other deacons in my ward and I went to a rest home. We take turns preparing and passing the sacrament with the other wards in our stake. While I was there, I felt very peaceful and happy inside. I knew that I was doing what the Savior would have me do, and would be doing himself if he were there. I am thankful for the examples of others I read about in the magazine, and hope I can also set a good example to those around me. Spencer G., Utah.
One Sunday Was the Difference. I enjoyed the article, One Sunday Was the Difference, in the August 2009 issue. I feel as if the lessons in my Sunday school class are meant for me. I relate to the girl in the article because I have become comfortable around people who do not have the same standards as I do. This article helped me understand that not only do I need to have the same standards that the For the Strength of Youth booklet discusses, but I should also put myself in a group of people who share the same standards. Reading about someone in the same situation inspires me to do as she did. Derek T. Editor's note. To read articles from past issues, go to newera.lds.org. We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of We've Got Mail.